Clinical research, psilocybin and depression. What phase 3? Clinical trials actually show the most rigorously controlled psychedelic trials in psychiatry history have produced results mainstream medicine hasn't seen in 40 years. Here's the complete data, mechanisms, numbers, and what it means for treatment-resistant depression. April 25, 2026, 22. MinRed OOTW Journal. Psychiatry has had the same tools for 40 years. Selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRIs, were revolutionary when fluoxetine launched in 1987. Today, they remain the first-line treatment for 280 million people living with depression worldwide, and they fail roughly half of them. For patients who cycle through two or more antidepressant trials without adequate response, psychiatry has a name: treatment-resistant depression, TRD. It affects approximately 100 million people globally. The standard options, dose escalation, augmentation, electroconvulsive therapy, work for some and not others. The biological mechanism underlying TRD is still incompletely understood. The treatment gap is real, large, and growing. Into this gap, psilocybin clinical research has arrived, not with anecdote, but with randomized controlled trials, FDA breakthrough therapy designations, and data that leading psychiatrists describe as unlike anything produced in their careers. What follows is the complete scientific record of what has actually been demonstrated, how it was measured, and what it means for the future of depression treatment. Remission rate at 3 weeks, COMPASS 25 MGh versus 9% placebo. Goodwin et al., NEJM 2022. Antidepressant response rate. Johns Hopkins MDD trial, week 4. Davis et al., JAMA Psychiatry 2021. D2.5 Cohen's D effect size, largest recorded in any antidepressant trial. Davis et al., JAMA Psychiatry 2021. The depression treatment problem, by the numbers major depressive disorder, MDD, carries the heaviest burden of any psychiatric diagnosis by disability-adjusted life years. The World Health Organization estimates 280 million people are affected globally, with a projected increase linked to urbanization, social isolation, and the aftermath of COVID-19. In the United States alone, 21 million adults experienced a major depressive episode in 2024. First-line treatment is pharmacotherapy, typically an SSRI or SNRI. These medications work by blocking the reuptake of serotonin and norepinephrine in the case of SNRIs, increasing synaptic serotonin availability. They require 4 to 6 weeks to produce clinical effect, and response rates in the STAR-D trial, the largest antidepressant effectiveness study ever conducted, showed only 37% of patients achieved remission on the first medication tried. Cumulative remission across all treatment levels reached only 67% after 4 sequential trials over 12 months, with progressively lower response rates at each step. What this means in practice, approximately 1/3 of depression patients do not achieve adequate response despite multiple medication trials. These patients, the treatment-resistant population, face higher rates of hospitalization, functional impairment, suicide risk, and healthcare utilization than any other group in psychiatry. They are the patients for whom something fundamentally new is needed. Defining treatment-resistant depression. There is no universally standardized definition of treatment-resistant depression, which has complicated clinical trial design. The most widely used definition, and the one adopted by COMPASS Pathways for their Phase 2b trial, is failure to respond to at least 2 adequate antidepressant trials of different pharmacological classes at therapeutic doses for a minimum of 6 weeks each during the current depressive episode. Adequate response is typically defined as less than 50% reduction in scores on a validated rating scale, such as the Montgomery-Åsberg Depression Rating Scale, MADRS, or the Hamilton Depression Rating Scale, HAM-D. Remission is defined as a score below a threshold indicating minimal to no symptoms. MADRS, CHAC-10 or HAM-D, 7, depending on the scale used. COMPASS Pathways, the Phase 2B landmark trial. In October 2022, Compass Pathways published the results of the largest randomized, controlled, double-blind psilocybin trial ever conducted to that point. The paper appeared in the New England Journal of Medicine. Lead author Guy Goodwin, emeritus professor at Oxford, described it as the most rigorous evidence base yet generated for any psychedelic treatment. The trial enrolled 233 patients with treatment-resistant depression across 22 sites in 10 countries. All participants had failed at least two antidepressant trials. They were randomized to receive a single dose of COMP360, a pharmaceutical-grade synthetic psilocybin, at one of three doses, 1 gl, active placebo, 10 mg, or 25 mg, administered in a specially designed clinical room with two trained psychological support therapists present throughout the 6 to 8 hour session. The primary endpoint was change in MATTR score at week 3. The results were statistically significant for the 25 mg group. At week 3, the 25 mg group showed a mean MADRS reduction of 12.0 points versus 7.9 points in the 1 mg group, PowerPoint-04. More clinically meaningful, remission, MADRS at 10 was achieved in 29.1% of the 25 mg group versus 7.6% in the 1 mg group. Sustained response at week 12 was 24.1% for the 25 mg group versus 10.1% for the 1 mg control. FDA Breakthrough Therapy Designation. Compass Pathways received FDA Breakthrough Therapy Designation for COMP360 psilocybin therapy in treatment-resistant depression in October 2018, before the Phase 2B trial was complete. This designation, reserved for treatments showing substantial improvement over existing therapies for serious conditions, allows expedited development and review. It is the same designation that MDMA-assisted therapy held before its eventual new drug application. A second BT designation is held by USONA Institute for Psilocybin in major depressive disorder. The 10 mg arm did not show statistically significant improvement over the 1 mg control on the primary endpoint, p-0.19, which was notable, suggesting a threshold effect rather than simple dose-response linearity. The researchers hypothesized that the 10 mg dose may be insufficient to produce the degree of default mode network disruption associated with therapeutic response, while 25 mg crosses a neurobiological threshold that enables more substantial network reorganization. Adverse events were generally mild to moderate. The most common were headache, 56%, nausea, 18%, dizziness, 14%, and fatigue, 17%. 7 participants in the 25 mg group experienced suicidal ideation or self-injury in the 12-week follow-up period, a finding the investigators noted was consistent with base rates in the TRD population rather than a drug-specific signal, but one that requires careful monitoring in Phase 3 trials and any potential clinical deployment. Imperial College London, head-to-head against an SSRI. The 2021 trial published in the New England Journal of Medicine by Robin Carhart-Harris and colleagues at Imperial College London was structurally different from the COMPASS study and produced results that generated significant debate in the field. 59 patients with treatment-resistant depression were randomized to receive either A, 2 sessions of psilocybin, 25 mg, then 10 mg, 3 weeks apart, plus 6 weeks of placebo capsules, or B, 2 sessions of placebo, plus 6 weeks of escitalopram, 10 to 20 mg daily, a standard SSRI. The design was notable for maintaining blinding through matched capsule schedules, technically challenging in psychedelic trials where the subjective effects of an active drug are obvious to the participant. The primary outcome was QIDS-SR16, Quick Inventory of Depressive Symptomatology, self-report, score at 6 weeks. This showed a mean reduction of 8.0 points in the psilocybin group versus 6.0 in the escitalopram group, a difference of 2.0 points that did not reach statistical significance, PB-0.17. The investigators reported that the trial was powered to detect a 4-point difference and was not designed as a non-inferiority trial. Response versus remission in clinical trials. Two distinct measures are used to assess antidepressant efficacy in clinical trials, and understanding the difference is essential for interpreting psilocybin data. Response is typically defined as a 50% reduction from baseline on a validated depression rating scale, MADRS, HDRS, or KIDS-SR-16. It indicates meaningful improvement, but not absence of symptoms. Remission is the higher bar, a total score below a defined symptom threshold, i.e., MADRS 10, HDRS 7. It indicates that a patient is essentially symptom-free. In pharmaceutical antidepressant trials, remission at week 8 is the gold standard endpoint for regulatory approval. In psilocybin trials, where a single session can produce effects within days, remission at weeks 3 to 6 has become the primary comparison metric. However, secondary outcome measures told a different story. On measures of emotional blunting, connectedness, and meaning in life, domains that SSRIs are known to impair through serotonin system-wide suppression, the psilocybin group showed significantly stronger improvements. Specifically, the Oxford Depression Questionnaire, which measures emotional blunting directly, showed that the escitalopram group experienced significant emotional numbing consistent with SSRI pharmacology, while the psilocybin group did not. The revised life orientation test and measures of psychological flexibility both favored psilocybin significantly, p0.05. Patient-reported experience of connectedness and meaning was also superior in the psilocybin group. Carhart Harris, now at UCSF, has argued that these secondary outcomes point to a qualitatively different mode of antidepressant action, one that does not suppress emotional range but expands psychological flexibility. He describes the psilocybin mechanism as lifting the lid on suppressed emotional processing, in contrast to the SSRI mechanism of broadly dampening serotonergic tone. Psilocybin response rate at week 6 versus 28% escitalopram QIDS-SR-16, Carhart-Harris et al., NEJM, 2021, 4-8x faster onset of antidepressant effect, psilocybin, days versus SSRIs, 4-6 weeks. Multiple RCTs, combined analysis remission rate at week 4, Johns Hopkins MDD trial, Davis et al., JAMA Psychiatry, 2021. Johns Hopkins, psilocybin in non-resistant depression. While Compass and Imperial focused on treatment-resistant populations, researchers at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine examined a different and arguably more significant question. Does psilocybin work in standard major depressive disorder, the much larger population of patients with depression who have not yet failed multiple treatments? The 2021 trial, led by Alan Davis and Matthew Johnson and published in JAMA Psychiatry, enrolled 24 adults with MDD, not TRD. Participants received two psilocybin sessions, 20 mAh 70 and 30 mAh 70, 4 weeks apart, combined with supportive psychotherapy. The control group received a delayed treatment waitlist design. The results were striking. At the primary endpoint, week 4 post-second session, 71% of participants showed clinically significant response, 50% reduction in HDRS-17 scores, and 54% met full remission criteria. The between group effect size was Cohen's DD2.5. a magnitude that no conventional antidepressant has produced in controlled trials. By comparison, SSRI trials typically show effect sizes of D0.3-0.5 versus placebo. Follow-up data at 3 months showed maintained effects in 75% of responders, without additional treatment. Johnson has noted that the absence of daily dosing requirements represents a fundamentally different treatment paradigm. Rather than requiring continuous pharmacological maintenance, a single treatment episode appears to produce a durable neurobiological reset. The mechanism: why psilocybin works where SSRIs fail. Understanding why psilocybin produces such different outcomes, in effect size, speed of onset, and qualitative texture, requires understanding its neurobiological mechanism in contrast to conventional antidepressants. SSRIs work proximally. They block the SERT, serotonin transporter protein, preventing serotonin reuptake and increasing synaptic serotonin concentration. Over weeks, this produces downstream adaptations in serotonin receptor density and sensitivity. But SSRIs do not directly change neural connectivity patterns, alter default mode network dynamics, or produce the structural neuroplastic changes now documented with psilocybin. They manage symptoms through ongoing pharmacological presence, which is why discontinuation typically leads to relapse. Psilocybin acts directly as a 5-HT2A receptor agonist, binding to postsynaptic receptors and triggering intracellular signaling cascades that SSRIs never reach. The 5-HT2A receptor is the most densely expressed in the prefrontal cortex and is the primary binding site for psychedelics. Activation triggers. 1. Default mode network suppression. The DMN, the neural network associated with self-referential thinking, rumination, and autobiographical memory, shows marked hyperactivity in depression. The insula, medial prefrontal cortex, and posterior cingulate cortex all show elevated baseline activity in depressed patients. Psilocybin produces rapid, dose-dependent suppression of DMN activity measured via fMRI, the same suppression associated with ego dissolution and the reported cessation of ruminative thought. 2. BDNF upregulation and neuroplasticity. Within 24 hours of a psilocybin dose, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, BDNF, levels surge significantly in the hippocampus and prefrontal cortex. BDNF is the primary growth factor for neuronal maintenance and synaptic formation. Depression is associated with chronically low BDNF, particularly in hippocampal regions responsible for emotional regulation. The psilocybin-triggered BDNF surge initiates a window of enhanced structural plasticity, during which new synaptic connections form more readily than baseline. 3. Increased global connectivity. Resting state fMRI studies show that psilocybin transiently disrupts normal within-network connectivity patterns while dramatically increasing cross-network communication. The state described phenomenologically as ego dissolution and mechanistically as network entropy. Post-session, normal connectivity returns, but with measurably different organization, rigid fixed attractors replaced by more flexible neural dynamics. The integration window. The peak BDNF elevation following a psilocybin session creates what researchers describe as a critical period of plasticity. A window of 48-72 hours during which the brain is exceptionally receptive to new learning, relational processing, and emotional integration. The quality of this integration period, including psychological support, reflective practices, somatic work, and nutritional support, is increasingly recognized as a primary determinant of long-term therapeutic outcome. This is not a passive recovery period. It is the phase during which the neuroplastic gains of the session are consolidated into lasting change. The FDA pathway. What phase 3 must prove COMPASS? Pathways initiated phase 3 trials for COMP360 in treatment-resistant depression in 2023, following the phase 2b results. Phase 3 represents the regulatory standard for approval, requiring replication of phase 2 findings in a larger, more diverse population with a standardized treatment protocol. The Phase 3 design includes several features that distinguish it from Phase 2b and will determine the regulatory outcome. First, sample size. Phase 3 will enroll over 500 participants across approximately 40 sites in multiple countries. Second, standardization. The psychological support protocol has been formalized into a manual that allows consistent delivery across facilitators and sites. Third, duration. The primary endpoint extends to week 6, with long-term follow-up to 1 year. The FDA has also issued guidance requiring that any approved psilocybin therapy include mandatory therapist training and certification as a condition of the drug's use. acknowledging that the therapeutic effect is not separable from the psychological support context. This creates a unique regulatory paradigm, a pharmaceutical treatment that comes with a required human delivery system. The primary challenges for Phase 3 approval include blinding integrity. Participants generally know they received an active substance. Replication of the 25-mer dose response finding, demonstration of acceptable safety in a larger and more heterogeneous population, and establishing the durability of effect beyond 3 months. The MAPS MDMA precedent, where Phase 3 data showed strong efficacy, but the FDA required an additional clinical trial due to blinding concerns, illustrates that approval is not guaranteed by positive Phase 2 data alone. What this means for treatment-resistant patients now. For patients with treatment-resistant depression, the clinical trial data represents something that has not existed before in psychiatry: robust evidence that a single-dose treatment can produce rapid, durable remission in a population for which current pharmacotherapy has failed. The effect sizes, onset speed, and safety profile differ categorically from anything in the existing formulary. Regulatory approval is not yet achieved. The FDA pathway requires Phase 3 completion, and timeline projections place potential approval between 2027 and 2029 pending trial results. However, the scientific consensus has shifted substantially, from skepticism about psychedelic research as fringe science to active engagement from mainstream academic centers including Harvard, Stanford, NYU, Oxford, and Cambridge. The safety profile in context, one of the most significant findings across all psilocybin depression trials, is the safety record when administered under controlled conditions. The physiological risk profile of psilocybin is well established from decades of pharmacological research. No known lethal dose in humans, no organ toxicity, no addiction potential, no withdrawal syndrome. The primary risks are psychological, challenging experiences that require skilled support to navigate, and contraindications including personal or family history of psychotic disorders. Across more than 1,000 psilocybin sessions in clinical research, no serious adverse events attributable to psilocybin pharmacology have been reported when proper screening and support protocols are followed. For patients navigating their options today, ketamine and its FDA-approved derivative esketamine, Spravato, represent the currently available rapid-acting treatment for TRD. Esketamine received FDA approval in 2019 and is administered intranasally in clinical settings. While ketamine shows rapid antidepressant effects, often within hours, the effect duration is shorter than psilocybin data suggests, with most patients requiring repeated infusions. The mechanism is also different. NMDA receptor antagonism rather than 5-HT2A agonism, without the neuroplastic signature documented with psilocybin. The arrival of multiple converging lines of Phase 2 evidence for psilocybin across different populations, institutions, and trial designs represents a scientific moment without clear precedent in psychiatry. The question is no longer whether psilocybin produces antidepressant effects. The data is too consistent to dismiss. The question is how to translate that evidence into a safe, scalable, and accessible treatment system. Dissolution requires preparation. Integration requires support. The clinical data is clear. What happens before and after a psilocybin experience determines how much of the neuroplastic window gets used. Our psilocybin mushrooms plus ceremonial cacao stack is designed to prime the nervous system before and extend the integration window after. Explore the stack. The science delivered. New research breakdowns every week. No noise, no wellness cliches, just the peer-reviewed data that matters. Subscribe frequently asked questions. What is treatment-resistant depression? Treatment-resistant depression, TRD, is defined as a major depressive episode that has failed to respond to at least two adequate antidepressant trials of different pharmacological classes at therapeutic doses for a minimum of 6 weeks each. Adequate response means less than 50% reduction on a validated depression scale, such as MADRS or HAM-D. Approximately 30% of patients diagnosed with major depressive disorder meet TRD criteria, representing roughly 100 million people globally. This population carries the highest burden of disability, hospitalization, and suicide risk in psychiatry. How does COMP360 differ from standard psilocybin? COMP360 is a pharmaceutical-grade synthetic psilocybin compound manufactured by Compass Pathways under GMP, Good Manufacturing Practice conditions. It is chemically identical to psilocybin produced by fungi, but manufactured with pharmaceutical-level purity, consistency, and dosing precision, required for FDA regulatory submissions. The same molecule is involved in both. The distinction matters for regulatory purposes. Synthetic GMP psilocybin enables the standardized dosing, precisely 25 mg, 10 mg, or 1 mg, that clinical trials require, and eventually the commercial manufacturing pipeline that approved therapy would need. Is psilocybin safe for people with depression? In controlled clinical settings with trained psychological support, psilocybin has shown a strong safety profile in all published trials. Compass. Phase 2B reported no serious adverse events directly attributable to psilocybin pharmacology across 233 participants. The most common adverse events were headache, 56%, nausea, 18%, and dizziness, 14%. Psilocybin has no known lethal dose in humans, no organ toxicity, and no addiction potential. Primary contraindications are personal or family history of psychosis or schizophrenia. Suicidal ideation monitoring is required given the TRD population's baseline risk, and careful screening and preparation protocols are standard in all clinical trials. What did the Imperial College trial show about psilocybin versus antidepressants? The 2021 Imperial College trial compared two psilocybin sessions to 6 weeks of escitalopram, an SSRI, in 59 patients with treatment-resistant depression. The primary outcome, CODS-SR16 score at week 6, showed comparable antidepressant effects between groups, with the difference not reaching statistical significance. However, secondary measures consistently favored psilocybin. The escitalopram group showed significant emotional blunting on the Oxford Depression Questionnaire, while the psilocybin group showed stronger improvements in connectedness, life meaning, and psychological flexibility. Psilocybin also produced antidepressant effects measurable within the first week versus 4-6 weeks for escitalopram. How long do psilocybin antidepressant effects last? Duration varies by trial. Compass. Phase 2B showed 29.1% sustained remission at 3 weeks and 24.1% sustained response at 12 weeks from a single session. Johns Hopkins data showed 71% response maintained at 4 weeks, with most participants showing continued benefit at 3 months without further treatment. Earlier trials on cancer-related depression, Griffiths et al. Is 2016, showed 80% sustained response at 6 months from a single high-dose session. Across studies, psilocybin's antidepressant effects appear to be substantially more durable than SSRIs on a per-dose basis, with effect persistence correlating with integration support quality and with the intensity of the mystical experience during the session. How does the psilocybin and cacao stack support depression recovery? Ceremonial cacao contains theobromine, anandamide precursors, N-acetylethanolamines, and mild MAO-inhibiting compounds, all relevant to the integration window. Anandamide, the endocannabinoid produced in the body during positive emotional states, shares the extended bliss chemistry associated with post-psilocybin states. Theobromine's cardiovascular effects support the increased blood flow that accompanies emotional processing. Our OTW psilocybin mushrooms plus ceremonial cacao stack is designed to support both the preparation phase, priming the nervous system for optimal receptivity, and the integration window, extending the neuroplastic state in which new emotional patterns can be established. Continue reading Neuroscience, Your Brain on Psilocybin, A Complete Neural Map. How Psilocybin Rewires Neural Connectivity, The Complete Mechanistic Breakdown. Neuroscience Ego Dissolution, The Neuroscience of Losing Yourself to Find Yourself. Imperial College has mapped the default mode network signature of ego dissolution, neuroplasticity, BDNF, synaptic pruning, and the neuroplasticity window. Why the 72-hour post-session window determines how much healing gets locked in.